Good evening and welcome to the local news. Today is Monday, June 16th. I'm Jordan Pangelinan, reporting for KMUD. In tonight's news, hundreds show up for No Kings rally in Eureka. Stay tuned. News on those stories and more coming right up.
No Kings is a reminder that something that we knew centuries ago, people like me have been massacred. People like me standing here, women being brown, have been massacred, have been stolen, have been disappeared. Still happening. No more stolen sisters!
KMUD News was on the ground Saturday afternoon at the No Kings rally in Eureka, where we spoke with protesters, veterans, community members, and local officials. Over the next 30 minutes, we bring you the voices and highlights from an afternoon of resistance, solidarity, and calls for change.
And although the president is the same, this community is not the same with change! We have learned, we have organized, we transform. We have a better plan. Yes, and you know what? I'm gonna tell you a report of work from yesterday. We visited Reading, Miranda, Phillipsville, and Fortuna. And I saw families knowing their rights. I saw families telling me, no, we won't open the door. We have the right to remain silent, that we have constitutional rights. Yes! I saw neighbors organized. I saw changes. I saw a Fortuna group of women telling us, no more of this hatred, no more violence. We deserve to be here, and we're here to stay. That is a change, my friends. In 7 years, I can see the transformation. I can see how many people is just telling me, yes, Brenda, I know that one, and I know that other one, and now what is next? And I'm gonna tell you what I answer. What is next is to protect our right to protest, and let's walk in the Malaket Plaza with our allies and accomplices. And I'm sure they are around because I see their signs in Spanish, and we just smile behind our brown skin and our black eyes, and we think, okay, this is happening. This is happening. Trump is just the tip of the iceberg. But that iceberg is melting, my friends. That iceberg is melting back. We have our words, but we also have our actions. Let's try and translate this energy, this protest, into our daily lives. Let's be kind to each other. Let's talk about our words in every day, in every step. Let's just don't congregate in the plazas and then go back to the same. Take this chance for transform, to support each other. Yes?
That was Brenda Perez, Executive Director of Centro del Pueblo, addressing a crowd gathered at Malaket Plaza in Eureka. Perez spoke powerfully about the challenges facing immigrant communities under the current presidential administration and reaffirmed Centro del Pueblo's mission to empower, inform, and protect immigrant families by ensuring they know their rights.
Trump may spew the hatred that he does, and he may twist the reality of lives lived by queer folk, but he cannot take away our love. He cannot take away our light. His tyranny will come to an end. I will not stand silent as he comes for us. And I will not stand silent as he comes for you. This is our fight together as one. Humans, we are a resilient group. While the road ahead of us is long and laborious, may I urge you to rise up. May I encourage you to uplift those around you. The sun will shine on us again. No kings, no tyrants, no dictators. A land of the people, by the people, and for the people.
Throughout the plaza, community members stood shoulder to shoulder with representatives from local unions, advocacy organizations, and grassroots movements. From banners to bullhorns, the message was clear: no kings, no crowns, just the people, united.
We are here today to call out the failure of our government to protect people in this country, both citizens and immigrants. We are here to call out the harm being done by this administration's pathological denial of the climate crisis. We are here to call out their cruelty to families affected by the climate crisis, both now and in the future. We call out the decision of the mob boss to celebrate his birthday with 28 Abrams tanks tearing up the streets of Washington, D.C. and getting about a half a mile per gallon. We are here to call out this administration's denial of science and the climate and medical research that saves lives. We stand with our brothers and sisters, with humans throughout this nation and other nations who today are protesting this administration's hatred, bigotry, greed, and utter lack of concern for future generations and for our Mother Earth. Thank you.
Others were also there in support of the ongoing conflict in Gaza. Pamela Brown is a part of Shine a Light on Palestine and Taxpayers Against Genocide. Brown feels the need to speak out about the Palestinians in Gaza so they don't get forgotten.
I'm concerned that the Palestinian right to freedom will be forgotten given what's happened between Israel and Iran, and this just is, Netanyahu works the same way as Trump. They have the same playbook. Create chaos. They both committed crimes. They both have managed to not be held responsible for those crimes. And so this new attack on Iran didn't need to happen. Negotiations take time. You just keep doing it. We know that from history. So I'm just so determined that Palestine doesn't get lost in this new crisis.
Roby Tenorio, similar to Brown's reasons for being there, handed out flyers titled Stop U.S. Support for War Crimes. The flyer stated, block the bombs, call Congressman Huffman, and demand support of H.R. 3565. Tenorio explains more.
Well, I'm here with my fellow neighbors, and we're here to say this isn't what we want for our country. I'm giving out a little flyer that is highlighting opportunity for Congressman Huffman to support H.R. 3565, which would stop sending so many offensive weapons to Israel, and it would demand that Israel comply with U.S. and international law. And it has his phone number on it, and he, Congressman Huffman has been a little bit very, very supportive of Israel, but lately he's been upset at their behavior, and I think if he could support this bill, it would do something. And I welcome everyone to give Congressman Huffman a call and say, please support H.R. 3565.
On Saturday, the community came out, some first-time protesters, from children to some who've protested against issues like this before. Vietnam veteran Timothy Serlinja attended the rally with a heavy heart. Serlinja expresses how much his family and himself love this country and how disappointing it is to see the way it is going.
I'm here today because I'm another American patriot, and this country meant everything to my family. And my father and his three brothers served. They were the children of an immigrant mother. They ran a thing in a paper for World War II. All four of her boys went, and she prayed them back with a lot of rosaries. She wore out some rosaries, and she, but they came back. And so the country meant everything to me, and I always had faith, and I thought we were done with Donald Trump after January 6th. He's a charlatan, has no business. And I'm hoping there'll be a response on the midterms. We'll have less than 2 years to turn this around. It's heartbreaking. I just hope I live long enough and to see if we come out of this. I'm a Vietnam veteran, and that was a mistake by otherwise good President LBJ. It was a mistake. It shouldn't have happened. But I never lost faith in the country, basic faith in the Constitution. And I'm losing that faith now.
Sergeant George K. Mullins was also in attendance. Mullins, a World War II veteran, landed on Utah Beach during the Normandy invasion on June 6, 1994. He sat in attendance with a sign saying, "World War II veteran, no Trump, no Nazis." Around 1 p.m., 5th Street going northbound on the 101 had been taken over by members at the rally. Although commuters were visibly annoyed and had to be diverted through traffic, the protest was peaceful. EPD was notified of the road closure and helped divert traffic through 7th Street. Brian Stevens, chief of EPD, spoke to KMUD about their plans moving forward.
Humboldt County is having, much like a lot of places in the country today, their June 14 No Kings rally. Mm-hmm. And they've all now arrived at the courthouse. It started at a couple different locations, but they're all starting to arrive at the courthouse. They've taken over 5th Street or Highway 101 northbound from about H to J. So we're trying to divert traffic and just give them a space for now, and hopefully they'll eventually move out of the roadway so we can open the highway back open. I mean, we have no plans to disperse the crowd, so we'll continue to maintain traffic control as much as we can, just to keep people safe, because last thing we want is a major incident to happen. So.
If you or someone you know is currently being targeted or in fear of current immigration attacks by ICE, use Central del Pueblo's rapid response number at 707-200-8091 to notify your community and keep them informed. In national news, Bishop William Barber, president of Repairers of the Breach and architect of Moral Monday, spoke at the flagship rally in Philadelphia Saturday, June 14th. Barber speaks at the rally as a bishop and minister of the church at one of the biggest protests across the country against a president. With over 100,000 people in Philadelphia alone taking over the streets and over 5 million people across the nation, that is over 1% of the country's population.
We are gathered in Philadelphia and in 2,000 cities and towns across America today. We are everyday people of every race, creed, and community and political affiliation, uniting in the great nonviolent tradition of those who came before us to demonstrate a better way, a way we have learned through this nation's painful struggles. The struggles that have taught us that we either go forward together or backwards divided. We are not a people who bow and give total allegiance to any ruler or policy, because bowing is not freedom and bowing is not in our spiritual DNA. We cannot be who we were made to be unless we are free. We are not a people who give loyalty to a king. No, we, the people of the United States of America, are at our best when we are striving to be united by our commitment to liberty and justice for all. Now, we must be honest. America has never been all that she aspires to be. But every stride toward freedom, every step toward a more perfect union has been grounded in this commitment to freedom, liberty, and justice for all. Declaring that we are created equal and endowed by our Creator with certainly inalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Writing in our Constitution, we the people, in order to form a more perfect union. Already that is a confession of our imperfection. We want to establish justice, to provide for the common defense, ensure domestic tranquility, and promote the general welfare. These are the principles that have always reminded us, pulled us, challenged us in the deepest recesses of our moral consciousness that we who believe in freedom cannot rest. And in the face of any challenge that would have us bow and accept something less, we say no. Truth is, these are not liberal or conservative commitments. They are moral values that can unite us and connect us to the best of who we are and keep us from ever bowing to a wannabe king. So today, we demonstrate with amazing clarity and speak the truth with strength. And the truth is, Donald Trump's regime is not illegally deploying American troops on U.S. soil because he's strong. He's abusing his authority as commander-in-chief, trying to pick a fight on America's streets because his agenda is incredibly unpopular. His political positions and his claims are weak and failing and contrary to our moral values. The truth is, you are the strength of America. He said he could end conflicts in other parts of the world with the phone call, but wars of aggression rage on. He said he could unite us. We're more divided. He said he was going to stand up for working people, but he handed the government over to a billionaire before their big bad breakup. He said he'd bring prices down, but his wild talk about tariffs has created economic uncertainty. He said he could deal with Gaza and deal with Ukraine, and things have gotten worse. He said his budget was big and beautiful, but the truth is, it's big and greedy and ugly and destructive and deadly to the most vulnerable. Ezra joined us last week as we've been gathering for Moral Mondays in D.C. since this big, ugly budget bill has been before Congress. They have arrested us. But they've not stopped our prayers or our prophetic critique to arrest the consciousness of America. Americans are learning the details of how this big, ugly, deadly, bad bill would kill tens of thousands of people in our communities by stripping health insurance from 15 million Americans, closing hospitals, slashing nutrition assistance programs, leaving millions of hungry children, cutting thousands of jobs supported by green energy crisis. And according to a report from the public health scholars at Yale and the University of Pennsylvania, the cuts to health care alone would kill 51,000 Americans next year. And the more people learn about its details, the less popular Trump's signature legislation becomes law, and his attempt to move more money from the poor and working poor to the wealthy than was transferred during chattel slavery. And because of this, you cannot be silent, and the cries of the people will not be silenced. That is why this regime is in panic, and when an authoritarian is weak, he will do anything to get attention. But we don't have to give Trump and MAGA what they want. We don't have to bow by waving a flag at his parade. Our demonstration of moral strength is in opposition to the tyranny that threatens our very existence as a country. And this kind of gathering can unite us in a moral movement to save America. And we will not stand down, not now, not ever. Because the truth is, when it comes to the need to stand up for the Constitution over a ruler who would ignore the court, we are indivisible. When it comes to the need to repair breaches between those who have health care and those who don't, we are indivisible. When it comes to the conviction that everyone deserves to be treated with dignity and respect, we are indivisible. When it comes to our commitment that no child should go hungry in this, the richest nation in the world, we are indivisible. And when it comes to the central role of government to serve the people rather than to serve a king, we are indivisible. Now, might I close as a preacher? In the book of Daniel, in the Bible, there is an ancient story where three young men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were thrown into a fiery furnace for their refusal to bow. They refused to bow to a king that loved to put his name on buildings and ride around and make everybody bow to him. Well, they were thrown in, and they were not consumed, however, by the flames of the furnace. Instead, as they were thrown in, the people witnessed a fourth force come in and walk them through the fire. My fellow Americans, I stopped by this afternoon to remind you that when we tap into our moral power and refuse to bow, there is a greater power in the universe that will come and stand with us. In the final years of the anti-apartheid struggle in South Africa, they used to say, only a dying mule kicks the hardest. So we must maintain discipline, refuse to meet violence with violence, and keep our focus on an agenda that lifts us all to higher ground. We must join hands across all the lines that have been drawn to divide us and stand together as we the people. And when we do, I know a force more powerful than any of our individual actions will come and stand with us in the fire. That's what the best of American history has taught us. I stopped by to tell you and remind you today that the force of truth, the force of love, the force of justice, and the force of equality is more powerful than any would-be king. More powerful than brute force, more powerful than mean money, more powerful than big tech feudalism, more powerful than anything we know. When we stand up and when we stand together and when we refuse to bow, we can build a movement to save the heart and soul of America. Are you standing? When the founders refused to bow to King George, a fourth force stood with them. When the slave abolitionists right here in Philadelphia, black and white, refused to bow to the king-like rule of chattel slavery and slave masters, a fourth force stood with them. When women, black and white, refused to bow to those who didn't want them to vote, a fourth force stood with them. When segregationists and Jim Crow politicians' lips dripped with the words of interposition and nullification, people like Rosa Parks and Viola LaRusso and Fannie Lou and Martin and Rabbi Heschel, men and women of every birth, refused to bow, and a fourth force stood with them. And I tell you, the force of truth and the force of love and the force of equality and the force of justice is more powerful than any would-be king named Trump or MAGA or anything. And so it's time. It's time for us to stand together like never before, because when we all get together, we have the power to reconstruct American democracy. Did you know that if just 20% of us, if we organize 20% of the non-voters in the last election, especially poor and low-wage voters who couldn't see how casting a ballot could make a difference in their lives, if we can organize them, we can upend the whole political calculus. If we go to every state, not just the so-called swing state, but every state, and if we win back some of our confused friends, we can upend in the whole political calculus. If we refuse to bow and stand up for policies that make life better for every American, if we come together just one more round, just one more round in history to fight for the heart and soul of this democracy, I declare unto you that when the work is done, when we've finished organizing, when we've done praying and preaching, when we've finished marching, when we've finished registering voters, when we've finished our nonviolent action, I guarantee you truth will win, justice will win, equality will win, justice will win. And on that day, we will truly be one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Stand! 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 Stand!
Hallelujah. For more information on this speech and others, visit nokings.org under their live stream tab. That's all for tonight's broadcast. Thanks for listening. Thanks to our engineer, Javier Rodriguez. KMUD News is online. You can find us on KMUD.org and now streaming on most podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts and Spotify, where you can download our stories and newscast for offline listening during your rural commutes. You can also follow us on social media. If you have questions or suggestions, you can give us a call at 707-923-2605. Again, that is 707-923-2605. 2605 or send an email to news@kmud.org. Reporting for KMUD, I'm Jordan Pangelinan.